Good morning. I'm Graham Quinn. I'm a pediatric ophthalmologist here at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and I'd like to share with you information about a study we just published in JAMA Ophthalmology about telemedicine and retinopathy of prematurity. The study was funded by National Eye Institute and National Institutes of Health, and there were 13 clinical centers that participated in this clinical study. Premature babies are at risk for retinopathy of prematurity, an eye disease that can cause blindness. But access to necessary screening in the NICU is somewhat limited in some areas. There are about 40 to 60,000 babies born less than 3.3 pounds and less than 30 weeks gestation who are at risk for retinopathy of prematurity and need to have eye examinations in the U.S. So how do we serve that population? Over the last 30 years, National Eye Institute has put almost $100 million into studies of retinopathy of prematurity, so this is a national commitment to help prevent blindness from this disease. In our study, there were about 1,250 kids with less than birth weights of less than 3.3 pounds and less than 31 weeks gestation who were enrolled in a clinical study in which the eye exams were conducted in the routine clinical manner by ophthalmologists experienced in retinopathy of prematurity. And at the same examination, at the same time period, an imager took retinal images from that baby's eyes with a retinal camera. These imagers were non-physicians who were trained specifically to take this task on. Those images were then uploaded to a central server, and the images were downloaded to a reading center here at Penn, where trained non-physician readers graded those images for certain characteristics that are of concern in retinopathy of prematurity. Not necessarily those eyes that need treatment, but those eyes that need to be evaluated by an ophthalmologist to consider whether treatment or what follow-up is needed. In our study, we found that the trained readers were very good, very reliable in detecting serious retinopathy of prematurity, more than 90% of the time. Among the 160 or so babies that needed treatment for retinopathy of prematurity, 98% of them were detected with this telemedicine use. So, what do you do with that? Well, I believe that what this validity study shows is that this technique could be used in the underserved remote areas in the U.S. and to provide excellent ROP screening in those situations. It also may be very generalizable to other countries where they're saving babies who didn't used to survive and are now at higher risk than our babies are for retinopathy of prematurity. One of the things I really did not expect necessarily from this study was the fact that ROP awareness became higher in the nursery because the nurses could see the disease, the neonatologists could see the disease, and the family could understand why we were concerned about these babies. And this will, I think, in the long run, raise overall level of care for these children. Another plus for using retinopathy of prematurity telemedicine screening would be babies wouldn't necessarily have to be transferred to an ROP expert from a remote nursery for evaluation. You could simply send images of that eye to decide whether that baby needs to be transferred. That will decrease hardship for families, and that's an excellent outcome of this. So if you want to read more about my study, our study, which was definitely a group effort, was called the EROP group. This study was published in JAMA Ophthalmology in June of 2014 and called Validity of a Telemedicine System for the Evaluation of Acute Phase Retinopathy of Prematurity. Thank you very much for watching.